The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks road trip continues in Winnipeg at Canada Life Center against the Winnipeg Jets. San Jose lost last night 3-2 in Calgary, and there were a lot of positives to take out of the game. But unfortunately, it was a familiar result for the Sharks, who have lost six straight games on the road and would like to turn that around against a team that has the best overall record in the NHL. Winnipeg is scorching hot right now. They've won nine straight games, outscoring the opposition 39-19 in that span. They've scored eight power play goals in the nine games. They have the best power play in the NHL, clicking in at 32.9% for the season and 38.1% in their last nine games. Obviously, the Sharks have their hands full, but they want to make sure that they take some of the positives that they got from last night's contest, in which they had an improved, energetic style of game against the Flames, but couldn't quite finish it off for a variety of reasons. Things started off well for the Sharks last night, and Macklin Celebrini was a key to it on an exquisitely finished play in the first period. Okay, off the faceoff, a quick shot there from the point is blocked. Celebrini's line is out there for the Sharks. Wallman keeps it in. Nice job. Swings behind the net. There's Toffoli. Centers in front. They score! Macklin Celebrini, a perfect pass from Tyler Toffoli, but the key was keeping it another point at the blue line. What an effort by the San Jose Sharks. They're up 1-0. Tyler Toffoli extended his point-scoring streak to six consecutive games with that brilliant assist, and then after the Flames took a 2-1 lead after the second period, Toffoli would notch his 21st goal of the season at 1:54 of the third period to get things even again. Leads Celebrini, cutting into the zone, moves to the middle, checked by Coleman, but poked it over to Toffoli on the left boards, back to the point man, and a slap shot by Celebrini just went wide. Kept in by Bukka Madulin, in front, Toffoli, the shot, save, rebound, score! Tyler Toffoli gets his own rebound and backhands it home, tying the game 2-2. With 18:06 remaining in the third period, it's Toffoli's 21st of the year. But in the third period, a couple of key mistakes cost the Sharks in this contest. And the Flames also benefited from some favorable calls from the officials. In a critical point of the contest, Ty Dellandrea threw a very strong body check at Connor Zary, who had just rejoined the Flames after missing 15 games with an injury. Coming back in the direction of the Sharks forward were two members of the Flames. Zary in the retaliation, but also Captain Mikhail Backlund, who took a swing at Dellandrea, and yet the result of this was a 4-on-4 penalty situation, even though Dellandrea was called by protocol to go back to the Sharks' dressing room.
Wallman and Ferraro, defensive pair here. Jake Wallman getting that extra ice time, stick handling through center. Lead on the right, Sturm watched it bounce off a stick, stolen by Backlund, Sturm defending, but Backlund moves down the left into the Sharks' zone. Zary, body check, hard by Dellandrea as he receives that pass. Down he went, a totally clean check with the shoulder, and boy, what a job done by Dellandrea there. Sharks able to move it out. Dellandrea taken down by Zary. After that, he is shaken up, and that's going to cause a major harmonic convergence right in front of the Calgary bench. And again, Zary responding to Dellandrea's hard body check with a play that could be described as slightly dirty. And now the Sharks trying to take matters into their own hands, but the linesman stepping in to break it up.
Slightly dirty is very well put. Calgary's captain got frustrated with Dellandrea after a big body check, and you're going to see a replay of it. It was a fist that came flying through the air that caught Dellandrea in the jaw. And it looks like they're going to take Dellandrea to the box as well. He's asking why, and I'm agreeing with him.
What did he do?
Other than make a clean hockey play, and that's something that I think a play like that, when you slow it down, the league's going to look at.
It looks
that.
Like he's got a bloody lip too. Maybe they're looking at it for 4 minutes.
Yeah, that was uncharacterlike.
That's Mikhail Backlund.
Backlund is not what you see out of a captain. And
penalty, minor penalty for holding. Calgary number 11, minor penalty for roughing.
Okay, so they give Dellandrea a 2-minute penalty for holding. and Backlund, a two-minute penalty for roughing, will have four on four for the next 2 minutes. And I thought it was a direct response to the Dellandrea body check that was on Zeri before that. Backlund knocked him down. Zeri was there. And that was what I was describing, the players coming after Zeri there, Pastrm going after him, because he was looking at what I was looking at. But actually, it was the fist of Backlund that knocked down his man.
Dellandrea, who ended up coming back to the Sharks bench but did not play for the rest of the game, gave us his view as to what happened.
Yeah, just two guys changing, ran a little interference, and got punched in the head.
Looking a little bit confused that he received a corresponding holding penalty, we asked Dellandrea if he got any explanation from the officials.
No, I didn't get any explanation. Yeah, I mean, you can call it many ways. Just maybe didn't see the extent of the punch or what happened, but yeah, no, just the way it goes sometimes.
But even though the four officials in tonight's game against Winnipeg are the same four that officiated last night's game in Calgary, there won't be any carryover from the Sharks' perspective. In fact, Ryan Warsawski was looking at the way the team played, and he says that the goals against were all preventable, and that has to be prevented tonight.
Even looking back at our scoring chances against, I think we gave them 12 chances against 5-on-5. Usually when you do that, you win hockey games. So, you know, we make a couple mistakes and they end up in the back of our net. And really, arguably, all three of those goals are preventable. One goes off Wallman. The other two, we make a tough read and we don't close a play. So, you know, and then the 4-on-4, we don't win a battle down low. And next thing you know, is a scramble in front of our net and we lose that battle. So I think it's frustrating to say the least because I thought we played well enough to win the hockey game. But again, we got to move on, take the lessons that we learned, do the things that we can do better tonight because we've got a really good hockey team.
The Teal Report will continue from Winnipeg right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get San Jose Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the San Jose Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Hey everyone, Adnan Virk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Virk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two. Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Virk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey Sharks fans, what is a Shark's favorite washing machine setting? FinCycle. But seriously folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home, at savingsactioncenter.com.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Vitek Vanacek gets the start in goal for the Sharks against Connor Hellebuyck, who's back in the lineup after sitting out the first game, a Winnipeg win on the road in St. Louis following the Four Nations tournament. Carl Grundstrom will return to action while Walker Duehr sits it out up front. And with the injury to Tim Liljegren last night in the second period of the game in Calgary, Marc-Edouard Vlasic will be back in action, playing on a defensive pair with Shakir Muhammadulin. In the game against Calgary, the Sharks made a couple of adjustments to their style of play, and Tyler Toffoli thinks that it worked pretty well.
I thought we did a pretty good job considering it's the first game. Obviously, just practicing a couple times doing it. It's one of those things where we just have to keep working and keep getting better at. And you know, we've got a really hard road trip coming up, so we've got to be, you know, ready for every single game.
Alex Stalock joins me with the call today on the Sharks Audio Network with the San Jose Sharks facing off against the Winnipeg Jets. You don't want to miss this game. The Sharks are facing off against one of the top teams in the NHL. And the best way to find us is to pipe us into your car using Bluetooth technology and the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. Just hit the live button when you open up the app in the upper right-hand corner and get us into your car speakers. You can find us online. You can find a terrestrial radio affiliate in Northern California, too. But make sure you're tuned in at 4 o'clock Pacific time.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.